I like to follow words through the Bible sometimes. And you know, there's that one word, one, or that phrase, one of them. And I was thinking about that just as we were in service here. The Bible talks about one of them that were lost sheep. And I can tell you, I was one of them that Jesus went after and left the 99 and brought me back in. And the Bible also says that Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Jesus in the book of John. And I'm glad that I can look back at my life and reflect on the times that I've sat at the table with Jesus, and I've been one of them, and I'm thankful for that. Do you remember a time also when there was 10 lepers who were healed and cleansed, and there was one of them that came back to Jesus? And it seems like a lot of times that's the way it starts in worshiping the Lord and praising Him. It starts with one of them. Amen. It can't be one of the others, or many times that's the way it begins. There's one that begins to worship. Amen. And it begins to spread. And soon it becomes, instead of one of them, it becomes all of them. And as you look in the Word of God in the book of Acts chapter 2, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. Well, I feel the Lord here tonight, and I'm thankful that He's come by. And I want to tell you here today, if you feel God moving upon you as we're preaching and looking at God's Word, I want you to be obedient to the Spirit of God tonight. I want you to obey Him, and I don't want you to hesitate to worship the Lord. I'm going to keep right on preaching. If you're worshiping, it's not going to hinder me, and it's not going to hold me back. Amen. I want to look with you together in the book of Acts, chapter number 24. And if you'll stand with me as we look together in God's Word, appreciate the opportunity to be here this week. We're looking forward to God moving. We're looking forward to God helping. And as Brother Lamb said, we don't have to preach every night. We just want God to move. We want God's will to be done. Acts chapter number 24, beginning in verse number 10 here. There it says, "Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, For as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues, nor in the city, neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me." But Paul could have just walked away right there, and he wouldn't have been in any trouble, but he had to keep on talking. Amen. He said all these things, neither could they prove the things whereof they now accuse me, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. I want to preach for a little while on one account of Pentecostal worship. Would you stretch forth your hand and ask for God to help us and have His way? Thank you so much, Lord. Oh God, for your precious word, and we thank you for the moving of your Spirit tonight. I pray, God, that you would help us to be obedient unto you, help us to be sensitive to you, and I pray, God, for your anointing, and I pray for a moving of your Spirit, God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, that any who are bowed down would be lifted up and strengthened, Lord. I pray, God, that any whose heads are down, Lord, would be able to look up and see you, oh God, in all of your glory and all of your majesty. Hallelujah. I pray that you lift up the hands that hang down and strengthen the feeble knees in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can you picture the scene tonight? The Apostle Paul, great preacher of the gospel, great apostle establishing churches in different places. No doubt at this point, Paul had been imprisoned multiple times, and here was Paul once more standing before some judges. In fact, he was standing before Felix, and he was giving a defense of himself. Amen. Paul was a smart man. He didn't pay for a lawyer. The state didn't buy him a lawyer, but he defended himself against this King Felix. And as he stood before Felix, he was being accused, amen, of a lot of different things. They said that he was in the temple. They said that he was disputing with men that were there. They said that he was raising up the people, starting riots. They said that he was in the synagogues and in the cities, and he was corrupting the people. And so Paul was giving a defense of himself. Amen. And as he stands before Felix, amen, you can just Here the Apostle Paul, and notice the use of the word that he uses here, the word neither. He says, they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man. He said, they neither found me raising of the people. They neither found me in the synagogues. Amen. They neither found me in the city. Amen. He's telling them, listen, Felix. Amen. I want you to know that I didn't do all the things that they said I've done, and you can't prove that I've done it. Amen. Nobody can prove that I've done it. Amen. Paul stood before Felix there that day, justified of all the crimes that they'd accused him of. Amen. Ready to be released and let go. But one thing Paul wasn't satisfied with. Amen. He said, this one thing I want you to know, Mr. Felix. Amen. After the way that they call heresy, that's the way that I worship. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the way that I worship the Lord. Amen. And I believe all the things that are written in the scriptures and the law and in the prophets. Hallelujah. Oh, Paul said, amen. Would to God we could have this same testimony. Amen. Paul said, I'm not guilty of anything except for how I worship God. Amen. You've got nothing on me. Amen. Mr. Felix, except for the way that I worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think too many times, amen, we're worried that the world will notice our worship. Amen. Instead of being worried about the fact, amen, that God is looking for us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul could stand there that day and tell Mr. Felix, amen, I'm not guilty of being anything but a Pentecostal. Amen. I'm not guilty of being anything, amen, but a demonstrator of the presence of God as I worship the Lord. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Paul was ashamed of being Pentecostal. Amen. What does it mean to be Pentecostal? Amen. There's a lot of different folks that have a lot of different phrases and a lot of different understandings of the word Pentecostal. Amen. But like Brother Lamb was saying this morning, amen, we were talking in tongues before they were. We were shouting before they were. Amen. Though the charismaniacs, amen, and all these, amen, toe-tapping quartets and fallout artists and have catchers and all the different, amen, all that stuff is a mockery of what is truly real. Amen. Just like Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. Just like the magicians. Amen. Had their own serpents. Amen. There's people that are following after something that's real. But that doesn't discredit the real. Amen. I want you to know today, there's a real Pentecost. There's a real outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. What is Pentecost? Amen. There's a lot of different definitions, but I can tell you, amen, there's some folks that say they've got a this, but they don't have a that. Amen. If you're this, doesn't have a that, amen, then you surely don't have very much. Praise God. Amen. Peter said on that day of Pentecost in Acts chapter number 2, amen, he said that this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Amen. He also said that God has shed forth this which you do now see and hear. What he was saying was this outpouring, amen, is that which was spoken of in the prophet Joel. Amen. He was talking about a Pentecostal outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Hallelujah. Amen. That day's never ended, friend. Amen. We're still in the day of Pentecost. It's still fully come. Hallelujah. Oh, raise your hands and worship God if you're glad to be Pentecostal here today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Pentecost. Amen. It's an outpouring. It's an experience. Amen. It's a way of worship. And that's what Paul's talking about here. He said, the way that they say I worship God, that's exactly how I do it. Amen. They don't like it when it gets a little noisy. Amen. They don't like it when it gets a little loud. They don't like it when this schedule's interrupted. They don't like it when the program is tossed out. Amen. And God have His way. Hallelujah. You know, those that say that they want everything to be done decently and in order, amen, their mistake is that they've gotten a misunderstanding of whose order is really important. Amen. When man makes a schedule and man wants his order to be done, amen, then God doesn't have His way. But when God's order, amen, when God has His way, it's always in order, even if it doesn't fit our schedule. Amen. Praise God. Pentecost is a way of worship. Amen. And I can tell you something about it. I've looked at different ways and thought about different things, and I've heard it preached different ways as well. And I know I've heard it talked about, and even sometimes looked at it that way myself. Amen. And it's like a well that's got some things that have grown over it, like the wells that Isaac dug of his fathers. Amen. Sometimes we think about these wells, and we talk about digging out the things that are in the way so we can get to the water in the well. Amen. And I like that. I do. But I can tell you there's a greater
picture in the Word of God. There's a greater picture, amen, than just a well that you have to dig out, amen. Oh, thank God. Jesus said, amen, he that believeth in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What he's talking about there, amen, is that which comes from a spring, amen, that has an everlasting supply. Wells run dry, but springs don't. Thank God. And we can look to see that the Pentecostal outpouring is not a well that runs dry, but it's a spring that flows. And I can tell you, amen, if we can just get that spring sprung, it's hard to stop a spring once it's sprung. Amen. Rivers flow from these streams. Amen. And the springs that come forth. Yeah, I've never been to Jerusalem before, but I do know one thing about the Jordan River that's there. The Jordan River that flows through the area, amen, comes from three different springs that come from the bottom of a mountain there. Amen. These springs, if you look at them, don't look like very much. Amen. But they're constantly flowing down to the River Jordan. Amen. And that's where the source of that river comes from. It flows into the Dead Sea. Amen. But it comes from the springs that are alive. Amen. That don't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. We just need to, amen, spring the spring again. Amen. Hallelujah. How long has it been since the Lord came by and sprung your spring? How long has it been since that river began to flow and bubble inside of your soul? Amen. How long has it been since nobody had to prime you to get up and worship God, but it just started flowing because of your experience with the Lord? When was the last time that you walked into the house of God with a shout on your lips, amen, and a dance in your feet and didn't have to be primed? Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. There is a Pentecostal experience, amen, where it's a spring that flows, amen, and it bubbles up, hallelujah, into a worship that can be seen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is such a thing as Pentecost. Amen. And Paul said this is the way that they call heresy. Notice he didn't say after the way that is heresy. We were out there at a fake land and talking to different people, and Brother Matt was holding up a sign that said, "False, beware of false prophets." Somebody was walking by and looked over. He said, "Hey, let's go listen to the false prophet." Well, he may have been joking, but he didn't realize that what he was saying was really true. Amen. But Paul didn't give that even the slightest bit of a misunderstanding there. Amen. He said it's the way that they call heresy. Number one, he did not accept the fact that it was heresy. And then he goes into defending the fact that it's not heresy. What does it mean for something to be heresy? That means that it's unorthodox. That means that it's not in accordance with the Scriptures. Paul said they call it heresy. Amen. But he said, "I worship this way, and it's the way that the law and the prophets speak about. It's the way that's spoken of in the Scriptures." Amen. And he said, "That's the way that I worship God." There's a lot of folks who don't like, amen, Pentecost. Amen. Sometimes it's because we neglect some of the most important doctrines. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, being Pentecostal doesn't mean that you're unorthodox. Amen. If you're Pentecostal, you still ought to believe in the deity of Christ, that Jesus is God. If you're Pentecostal, you still ought to believe, amen, in sanctification. Amen. If you're Pentecostal, you still ought to believe in three persons in the Godhead. Amen. Three that are equal in nature. Amen. Separate in person. Hallelujah. And submissive in their duties. Amen. Three persons within the Godhead. Amen. Being Pentecostal doesn't mean you're oneness. Though there's some who call themselves oneness, amen, they're not really Pentecostal. Amen, because they don't believe in the third person of the Godhead. Amen, they don't believe what Jesus said when he said, "I'll give you another comforter." They think Jesus was just playing games and playing with words. Amen, but I'm glad to know, amen, that Pentecost is not heresy. Amen, it's biblical. It's as orthodox as believing in the deity of Jesus Christ. We're not believing something new, amen, but something old that was rediscovered. Praise God. Something old that had been neglected. Amen. It's not wrong to emphasize this third person of the Godhead. Amen. As you walk through Jesus' ministry, As you get into John chapter number 14, chapter number 15, and chapter number 16, he begins to focus on this third person who he calls another comforter. He begins to focus on this Holy Ghost. Amen. And if Jesus can focus on the Holy Ghost, I don't believe it's wrong for us to focus on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Think about this. Amen. The Bible attributes, amen, creation to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God moved across the waters in the face of the deep. So we know the Spirit of God was involved in creation. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, the Word of God focuses on the third person. Amen. The Holy Ghost completes the Trinity. Amen. The Holy Ghost was the one that's called the finger of God that inspired scriptures. All scripture was given by inspiration of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Ghost completed the incarnation of Christ. Amen. The Spirit of God moved upon Mary and she conceived, and that which was formed in her was called, the name, his name was called Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost anointed Jesus, and Jesus cast out devils and went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. The Holy Ghost completes our salvation from sin. Yes, the Father planned it. Yes, the Son purchased it. But thank God, the Spirit of God makes salvation practical. Hallelujah. Jesus is in heaven, but because the Holy Ghost has been sent to us, I got saved on January 30th of 2000. Praise God. Amen. The Word of God emphasizes the work of the Holy Ghost. And so if we were to neglect this Holy Ghost, we would be neglecting Scripture. So I told you that just so you know, the way that they call heresy isn't heresy. Paul said it's the way that was spoken of in the law and in the prophets. Amen. Amen. Peter said this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Amen. Pentecostal worship is biblical. Amen. Paul said, I believe all that's written. That's why I worship the way that I do. Amen. So I can tell you, Pentecost is not heresy. Not only is Pentecost not heresy, but I want you to know tonight, friend, amen, why is it we feel so good when the Holy Ghost comes upon us? Why is it we feel like shouting when we feel that sweet Spirit of God? Why is it that something, amen, seems to bubble up in our soul? I want you to know that Pentecost, it is a way of worship. But Pentecost, amen, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the moving of God's Spirit gives us hope for the future. Amen. What you talking about, Brother Trey? What are you talking about? Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he is the earnest of the Spirit. Amen. The earnest of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We've been given the earnest of the Spirit of God. Amen. Pentecost is a way of worship. Pentecost, we understand the Spirit of God gives us hope for the future. Amen. Paul said that I believe and I have hope toward God. Amen. That there shall be a resurrection from the dead. Amen. Oh, I can tell you, I know heaven's going to be sweet. I know heaven's going to be beautiful. I know heaven's going to be a great experience. I know there's going to be joy that's unspeakable and full of glory in heaven. How do I know that? Well, number one, the Bible says it, but number two, I know it because I feel a little bit of heaven down in my soul when the Holy Ghost starts moving inside of me. Amen. He's the earnest. You know what that means? The earnest is a down payment. Amen. A down payment is a taste of what's coming. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 9, often misquoted scripture, where it says, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But it doesn't stop there, brother. Then he says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Amen. I've got a little taste of heaven. Amen. When I feel that glory roll down in my soul, that's why I have a hard time. Amen. When somebody says that the Holy Ghost is moving in them, but there seems to be no holiness inside of their heart or in their life. Amen. It's a little taste of heaven. And I can tell you this, there's not going to be any sin in heaven. Amen. But thank the Lord. Amen. We've got a foretaste of heaven. Amen. We've got an earnest. We've got a little down payment. We've got a little taste of what's coming. Amen. We've got a promise of the future. Hallelujah. Amen. The same Spirit, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 8, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken our mortal bodies. It's the Spirit that dwelleth in us. Amen. That's why when we start singing about heaven, something inside of us starts wanting to jump around and move around. Because it's talking about home. It's talking about the place we're going. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Can you say, I'm going to heaven? Migratory birds. I've never caught one, but I read a story about these migratory birds. You know, birds that fly to this part of the woods. Amen. In wintertime, to get away from the cold up north. Amen. It's been said that some of these birds that may have even been born in captivity, raised in a cage, never know anything about freedom. When they get to an age where they're able to fly, amen, when it comes time for them to make their migration to the south, amen, these birds will beat their wings and dash themselves in the cage. They've never been south before. Amen, they've never even migrated before. Amen, but they beat their wings against the cage because they know there's something inside of them that says, I don't belong in this cage. Woo! Amen. I can tell you there's something inside of me that tells me this world is not my home. I'm a pilgrim passing through. I'm on my way to heaven. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. Oh, go ahead and worship the Lord. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. I wonder if there was anybody here tonight that started feeling heaven begin to stir your soul. I wonder if there's anybody here tonight, amen, that you started feeling something inside of you that reminded you that although things are bad on the outside, this world we live in is not our home. Praise God. Amen. I don't know who's going to become the next president. I know it's between one of two, and I'm not too excited right now about that. But I never have found joy in who was the president of the United States. I never have. Amen. I never have. I can tell you it's a more established fact. A professor at Harvard said it's a more established fact that Jesus rose from the dead than that George Washington was the first president of the United States. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm more concerned about Jesus rising from the dead than I am and who's going to be in office. And I don't know if I'm going to go to the polls or not, but one thing I do know, I've already cast my ballot. I voted for Jesus, and I know he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he rules in my heart and in my life. Amen. I'm looking forward to going to that place that's called heaven, where there'll be no more sea, there'll be no more sickness, there'll be no more sorrow. That's why the Holy Ghost is a taste of heaven. That's why people can be healed, because it's a taste of heaven. That's why people can be saved from sin, because it's a taste of heaven. Amen. Heaven, there'll be no more sickness, and there'll be no more sin. If there is sin, then there'll be death, and we know there's no death there. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know some of you come in here tonight. You come in here ready to shout, ready to worship God. Amen. You came in here ready to obey the Spirit of God. Amen. Pentecost is the way that you worship the Lord. Pentecost is more than just a doctrine. Amen. Most of the time when Paul wrote to churches concerning the doctrine, he was writing to them to explain the experience that they already had. That's why he wrote many of the things that he wrote. He was trying to explain to people an experience that they already had. Amen. But their experience came before their understanding did. That's what happened to me. Amen. I was raised Catholic. I didn't know anything about salvation, much less the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But I remember that day when I got saved. Amen. A little while after that. Amen. April the 26th, I got saved. January 30th. April the 26th. Amen. I came to an altar. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know, amen, how to talk to the Lord. I didn't know. Oh, amen, exactly what I needed to do. I didn't even know that I had to wait 10 years to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I was down praying in the altar. But I knew this. The Lord had told me when I walked in the door that he was going to fill me with the Holy Ghost that night. Amen. When I got there in the altar. Amen. I don't know how long I was there. But I remember at one point I was on my knees. At another point, amen, I was on my feet. At another point, I was laid out across the altar. Amen. I got up and walked. Amen. I got back on my knees. I stood up on my feet. Amen. I was up and down and up and down. Amen. But after a while, amen, something came down on me. I felt him in the top of my head, down to the sole of my feet. Amen. I began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance, and I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That experience is still real tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pentecostal worship has a direction toward heaven, toward Christ. Amen. Pentecostal worship has a connection. Amen. We're not just following dead traditions like they did in the Old Testament. We're not just bringing in calves and bullocks. Amen. But we have a connection. Amen. We have access to the Holy of Holies. Amen. We've been given the presence of God. Amen. The Spirit of God Himself, the third person of the triune Godhead, dwelling inside of us. Amen. What a wonderful experience that that is. Amen. Pentecost, hallelujah, has a detection too. I could detect a little bit of Pentecost here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. When our sister was up leading worship, amen, I saw something come over her. Amen. I could detect. Peter said, amen, that the Holy Ghost, that God had shed forth this, which you do now see and hear. Amen. I can detect Pentecostal worship. Amen. And I could detect that some of you, amen, love to worship God, amen, in the Pentecostal way. I can also detect that some of you, amen, may have found some reason why that you didn't want to worship God in the Pentecostal way. I can also understand, amen, there may be some of you here today, amen, and I'm not trying to be down on you, amen, but you've got a misunderstanding. If you think that a blessing from 10 years ago is enough for today, amen, you remember the Old Testament when the manna came down from heaven. They were told to get enough for the day, and that was all they were allowed to gather, and if they gather more, it would stink. Amen. There's some folks that thought that storing up an experience from the past would be enough to get them through, only to find out that their experience began to stink. Amen. It's an experience that you've got to renew day by day by day by day by day. Thank God. Amen. You can have that experience. You don't have to wait till the next youth camp to get a fresh feeling of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to wait, amen, till the next time you're in church to get a feeling of the Holy Ghost. All you got to do, amen, all you got to do is realize, hallelujah, that just as much as you can get filled in the house of God, you can get filled with the Holy Ghost while you're driving down the road. You can get filled with the Holy Ghost while you're laying in your bed. There was a woman who got filled with the Holy Ghost that way, amen, up in Pennsylvania. I know it's way up north, but some people do get filled with the Holy Ghost up there. Amen. Hallelujah. She was in a service there. She was seeking the Holy Ghost, and it didn't come right away, and she felt bad, and she went home. She was deaf in one ear and couldn't hear very well out of that ear. Amen. She was laying down in her bed. All of a sudden, out of that ear that she couldn't hear out of, she started hearing some hymns of glorious praise. Amen. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. She heard that song ringing in her deaf ear, and she sat up and started speaking with tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. Amen. I read about people, amen, who didn't have very much of an education. Amen. Working in the cornfields. Didn't know much about Pentecost, but came out of those cornfields, Brother Lamb. Amen. Speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. God is not limited to our understanding. Amen. God's not limited to how we like to try to limit Him sometimes. Amen. Hallelujah. I was at a church. Amen. We had a great service. We got in there. Amen. Got in and prayed around the altars. The Lord was helping us. And it was just a couple of us left praying in the altars. Amen. Toward the end of the night there, we were praying in the altars, and seemed like service was about done, so they dismissed everybody. And I kind of moseyed my way. Seems like I'm always the last in line when it comes to fellowship after service. And I was that night again. And I was making my way to the line. Fried chicken. We were having preachers. Amen. Fried chicken. We were in the line getting ready to get some food. There was a sister walking in front of me. She'd been down to the altars getting some help from the Lord, and she'd gotten up to go in and get some chicken now, and I was standing behind her waiting for my piece. I was hoping there was something good left. And I remember as she was walking through the line, amen, she had her plate, and she presented it to the person there that was giving out the chicken. Amen. You want to be nice to that person. And that person who was handing out the chicken said, God is good. And the sister that was waiting on her chicken said, all the time. Then she said, all the time. And the chicken lady said, God is good. Amen. And the lady who was waiting on her chicken, Sister Tinsley's her name, she stepped back. Amen. She said, woo! Amen. And she stopped and she said, woo! Then right there in the middle of the fellowship hall, she put her chicken down and started shouting, amen, and giving praise and glory to God. I didn't know what to do, but I knew the chicken lady wasn't going to give me any chicken, so I started worshiping God. Amen. Then after a little while, everyone let their chicken on the table, pushed their chairs in, got up and started praising God. Amen. Who says God can't move in a fellowship hall with chicken on a table? Who says God can't move in 2008 in the United States of America? Who says God can't move in God's miracle mission. I don't care where you are. You can be in a Bedford jail. You can be in a, oh, praise God, in a Philippian jail. It don't matter where you are. Woo! Amen. God can move in your midnight hour. You may feel like you're in a valley. You may feel like you're bowed down. But oh, thank God. It don't matter. Hallelujah. It don't matter where you're at. God can move in your midnight hour. Go ahead and worship God. Glory! You don't have to be hungry anymore. You don't have to be thirsty anymore. You don't have to stay dry. But God, God, God can move in your midnight hour. Oh, praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, let the Lord touch you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to move and let the Holy Ghost help you. Oh, glory to God. You may have come in here bowed down, but you can leave out of here with your hands lifted up in praise unto God. Oh, I don't have to preach anymore. Amen. You go ahead and worship God. Amen. Somebody come to the piano. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to help somebody right now. Oh, hallelujah. You didn't think you could get in when you walked in the building. Amen. But you feel the Spirit of God move on you right now. Hallelujah. He's not coming by here just to make you feel good. He's coming by here because he wants to help you. He wants to pull you out of your valley. He wants to help you through your midnight hour. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. After the way which they call heresy, that's the way I worship God. Oh, let the river of God spring up from within your soul. Oh, let the Holy Ghost move upon you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, Paul and Silas, in the midnight hour, the Bible says they prayed and sang praises to God. Oh, Lord, you don't know what I'm going through. Whatever you're going through, you can always pray and sing praises to God. Amen. If you want a touch from the Lord, if you want a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost, I want to encourage you to come around these altars today. Hallelujah. If you want a fresh outpouring of the Holy Ghost, amen. I'm not saying that you're backslid. I'm not saying that you're dry or dead, but I'm saying you understand your need for a fresh filling tonight. Amen. Yesterday's blessing wasn't good enough for you today. Hallelujah. But you want a fresh infilling tonight. The devil's trying to tell you that you've done too many bad things for God to help you. The devil's trying to tell you that you're just not worthy to receive. Amen. Oh, neither was Peter. Woo! Neither were the apostles and disciples. Amen. But the Holy Ghost came by. Hallelujah. Oh, why is it that you think that you can't get help from the Lord because of what you're doing? Well, the reason why you're doing what you're doing is because you haven't got help from the Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, get a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about an impartation from Todd Bentley, but I'm talking about an outpouring from heaven on high. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wherefore lift up the hands that hang down and strengthen the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet. Oh, praise God. Praise God. You're saying I'm not walking as strong as I should. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Lift up your hands and give God praise and glory. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God, cry aloud. Oh, do what you have to do to break through. Oh, we need a breakthrough. Come on and get through. Tear the roof off this house if you have to. Just press on through the ground to God, cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. Does your body need a healing? Your faith is really low. Hold to the word of God and don't let go. God's promises for everyone, they are absolute. The author is here and he's ready to heal you. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the ground to God, cry aloud. Oh, do what you had to do to get through. Lord, for the Holy Ghost, you can get through. Have you prayed and you prayed and you don't know what to do? Well, my God is in this house. He's ready to fill your cup. Press through your doubts. He will fill you up. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on to the ground. To God, cry aloud. Oh, do what you have to do to break through. Oh, have you sought for the Holy Ghost? You can get through. Have you prayed and you prayed and you don't know what to do? Well, my God is in this house. He's ready to fill your cup. Just press through your doubts and he will fill you up. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. We'll tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God, cry aloud. Oh, do what you have to do to break through. Yes, we need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God, cry aloud. Oh, do what you have to do to break through. Oh, we need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off the house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God, cry aloud. Did you come here to be blessed by the Lord? Then forget about your neighbor and what he thinks of you. We'll sit there till you die. Just press your way through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. We'll tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God, cry aloud. Oh, do what you have to do to break through. Body need a healing, your faith been really low. Hold to the word of God and don't let go. God's promises for everyone, they are absolute. The author is here and he's ready to heal you. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. We'll tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God, cry aloud. Oh, do what you have to do to break through. Have you sought for the Holy Ghost? You can get through. And you prayed and you prayed and you don't know what to do. Well, my God is in this house. He's ready to fill your cup. Press on through the crowd and he will fill you up. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. We'll tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd to God, cry aloud. Do what you have to do to break through. Thank you. Speaking in other tongues, speaking in other tongues. Staggering around like drunk men, speaking in other tongues. Oh, speaking in other tongues, speaking in other tongues. Staggering around like drunk men, speaking in other tongues. Well, David danced in the spirit, Elijah had to run. But when I got the Holy Ghost, I spake in other tongues. This old world says we're crazy, we're giving up too much fun. But I'd rather have this Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. They were speaking in other tongues, speaking in other tongues. Staggering around like drunk men, speaking in other tongues. They were speaking in other tongues, speaking in other tongues. Staggering around like drunk men, speaking in other tongues. He read Elijah had to run. But when I got the Holy Ghost, I speak in other tongues. This world might say I'm crazy, giving up so much fun. Oh, but I'd rather have this Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. Oh, speaking in other tongues, speaking in other tongues. Staring around like drunk men, speaking in other tongues. They were speaking in other tongues, speaking in other tongues. Staggering around like drunk men, speaking in other tongues. What the power of God can do. I'm a miracle, you can see. Walking in these shoes, my soul has been saved. My my body's been healed. My life has been changed, and I know it's real. I'm living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can't see. Walking in these shoes, my soul has been saved. My body's been healed. My life has been changed. And I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. Well, everybody here is a miracle. We've all got a story to tell. Like a fire down deep inside our bones. I can't keep it to myself. How he reached way down and he brought me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a solid rock and started me on my way. If living testimony what the power of God can do. Well, I'm a living testimony the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, oh, my soul has been saved. My body's been healed. My life has been changed. Praise God, I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. He laid at a gate called Beautiful, but he was a pitiful sight. Begging for alms, cause he was lame. He never walked a day in his life. But then Peter and John came walking by on the way to the temple that day. They didn't have gold or silver to give, but they knew how to pray. In the name of Jesus, they lifted him up, and much to his surprise, he began to leap and walk around. He said, I gotta testify, I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. Oh, I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, oh, my soul has been saved. My body's been healed. My life has been changed. Oh, I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. Oh, I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, oh, my soul has been saved. My body has been healed. My life has been changed. I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. Yes, I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, oh, my soul has been saved. My body has been healed. My life has been changed. Praise God, I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. Everybody here is a miracle. We all got a story to tell. Like a fire down deep inside our bones. We can't keep it to ourselves. How he reached way down and he brought me up out of the miry clay. Set my feet on a solid rock, started me on my way. And if you think that wasn't enough, I could testify all day. How he baptized me with the Holy Ghost. I'm not ashamed to say I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, oh, my soul has been saved. My body has been healed. My life has been changed, and I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. Yes, I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, my soul has been saved. My body has been healed. My life has been changed. Praise God, I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. Oh, yes, I'm a living testimony what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle you can see. Walking in these shoes, oh, say my body has been healed. My life has been changed. I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power God can do. God can do. I'm a miracle, you can see, walking in these shoes. Oh, my soul has been saved, and my body has been healed. Oh, my life has been changed. I know it's real. I'm a living testimony what the power God can do. Everybody here is a miracle. We've all got a story to tell. Like a fire down deep inside our bone. Can't keep it to ourselves. How he reached way down and he brought me up out of the miry clay. Set my feet on a solid rock. Started me on my way. And if you think that wasn't enough, I could testify all day. How he baptized me with the Holy Ghost. I'm not ashamed to say. I'm a living testimony what the power God can do. Oh, I'm a living testimony what the power God can do. And I'm a miracle you can see walking in these shoes. Oh, my soul has been saved. My body has been healed. My life has been changed. I know it's real. I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do. He laid at a gate called Beautiful, but he was a pitiful sight. He was begging for alms, cause he was lame. He had never walked a day in his life. But then Peter and John came walking by on their way to the temple that day. They didn't have gold or silver to give. They knew how to pray. In the name of Jesus, they lifted him up, and much to his surprise, he began to leap and walk around. He said, I gotta testify. I'm a living testimony what the power God can do. Oh, yes, I'm a living testimony what the power God can do. And I'm a miracle you can see walking in these shoes. Oh, my soul has been saved. My body has been healed. My